that we're going to do, take communion now. What's the first
I can answer?
Jesus' blood.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Family.
The cross.
The cross.
He did not alienate.
Say it again.
He died for me.
He died
for me. New beginning.
A new beginning. Confess your sins. You know, reminded that this is a time that Jesus set aside, an opportunity for us to, if you will, kind of police what's going on inside of our hearts and inside of our minds. And we know that all have sinned and that all have fallen short of the glory of God. We also know that we've not been called to live in that condition, nor to live in that way of thinking. We've been called to a new birth, to a new way of thinking, to a way of thinking that doesn't bring life, or that doesn't bring death, but that brings life. But over a month's time or a week's time, sometimes we can slip and fall back into the ways of the flesh, the ways of the world, the ways that lead to destruction in our thought patterns and in our habits. And so when we take communion, we have this opportunity right now to take these problems and to bury them here in the communion table. It's not an altar. We're not placing it on the altar, for the blood of and the bread of Christ is there. But to take it and to bury it into this table, that it could be covered, that our sins could be covered by what Christ has done. And so I just want to challenge you today to take just a moment and prepare your heart for communion. Now, some people say, well, if I've got any sin, then I can't take communion. Well, I've got to tell you something. If you don't have any sin, you ought not to take communion. Because if you don't have, if you can't recognize the failures and the shortcomings that happen in your life, you don't understand what Jesus died for. So it's not that we have to change our behavior before we take communion. It is that communion is in fact the reminder that we must change our behaviors, that they might line up with Him. And this is our opportunity to set aside our pride, to set aside our selfishness, to set aside our desire to be in charge and submit to the God who created us.
Amen.
Life is not fair. Some people can master some things, and other people are mastered by that thing. It's okay to be who you are, to have your frailties, as long as you understand that all of our frailties must be buried at the base of the communion table, so that the blood of Christ will be over them.
Amen.
So this morning I just want to challenge you to prepare your hearts by unloading your baggage, your fears, your doubts, your hostilities, your unforgiveness, your failure to extend mercies and grace. For all the times that you qualify what love is, for all the times when you want people to behave how you want them to behave, rather than letting them be God's children and let God deal with them. I want to encourage you right now, just unload all that. And to know that whatever God has in store, whatever the future holds, it's okay. Because we serve a risen Savior who's in our hearts and in our world. As we take this communion, we are remembered, we are reminded that His body was broken for us. Every one of us. And that His blood was shed for the redemption of our sins. All of us. And in this we find victory. We find wholeness. Not through our pride and our knowledge of who God is or what the Bible says or pride and knowledge of anything, but in simple humility we come to the one who has been broken, who was stripped, who was whipped, who was crucified, who was mocked, who was laid in a tomb in shame. That took place so that we could stand in victory today and every day. We'd like to ask the elders if they would please come. Amen. It reminds us of the essence of who you were in this world. Help us, Lord, be more like you. It's not only that he died for us, but that he also rose to life again. See, the crucifixion is not all about death. It's all about foreshadowing the life that comes from death. So that we know that those who die believing in him will rise to life like he did. So don't take your communion with a heavy and a sad heart. Take it with a glad heart. Because Jesus accomplished what God sent him to do. Save the world. As often as you take this, take it in remembrance. Opportunity to take this communion. To be reminded that Jesus is not only outside of us, but inside of us.